It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All right, so it's Nathan Ferlana, Sports Central here, Nathan Ferlana and Corey Geiger, and y'all might have been wondering, what the heck was that open up right here? Well,
keep playing it.
Keep playing it, keep playing the underlining. Okay, so I walk in the studios today, and, you know, Corey texts me a couple hours ago and says, hey, listen, you're going to be doing everything today. You're going to be running the board and everything. I'm like, all right, sweet. So I come in today, and, like, everything's turned off. There's four monitors in front of me right now. There's four monitors, and there's this gigantic board that is very, very daunting. So
it's intimidating.
It's intimidating. So I'm like, okay, you know, I've done this a couple times now, as I can see Doug Harrington laughing in the other room right now off this sound. But
play the thing again.
Play it again?
Keep playing it.
Keep playing in the background? All right, we'll start from the top, the 30-second audio clip we got here. But what happens is I look at this monitor in front of me, and there's a thing that shows, like, the phone lines coming up and everything, and
you've got mail!
And what happens is, I'm like, oh man, I don't know which button I'm supposed to, because this thing isn't open whenever I come in here. I'm like, I don't know which one I should be pressing here, and Corey comes in, I'm like, hey, you know, I've got these two monitors up correctly. This monitor right here with the phone lines, which button do I bring up the phone page?
And I just simply said, okay, so everybody needs to paint a picture here in your mind. I just simply said, well, which button do you think it is? Because in my mind, it's very, very obvious which one it would be. But look, there's 40 buttons. There's 40 icons he can hit.
There's a ton of different applications.
So I'm like, well, which one do you think it would be? And Nathan's over here fumbling around.
So, listen, my eyes are not the best. I want to preference that. I actually regressed to my eye. I went to an eye appointment last week. It got a little bit worse.
Oh, no. So you got to get glasses or contacts.
Well, I wear glasses when I'm driving at night.
Right.
I mean, I'm pretty, it's good enough.
That's why I got the readers here.
You got the well, that'll probably hit me when I'm 40 years old or whatever. So, but there's this little icon that I couldn't see very well, but it's like an old school, like, dial up phone.
It's a phone. So he's asking me, which button do I hit so I can see the phone callers? And I'm like, well, which one do you think it is, genius? It's probably the picture of the phone, but in your defense, you couldn't decipher that it was a phone.
I couldn't see it was a phone until I looked very, like, I'm looking very, very close now. I'm like, oh, I can kind of see that being a phone now, but it took me, like, a minute to click, and Corey's like, dude, that's a phone right there. You don't know what that looks like. I'm like, oh, my God.
Because it's an old school,
it's the old school phone.
Desk. So, look, I wanted to talk about this yesterday about AOL, America Online. So, play it again. I just like, it's such soothing. This is soothing music to everyone.
Is this every 80s kid's background noise?
Do you have any concept, Nathan, how often we heard this for probably the better part of 10 years at least? I'm sure you've heard it in pop culture, but have you ever, for practical reasons, I got to do something in my life, now I need to hear this dial tone stuff?
Not in my everyday life I've ever heard that noise. I've heard the noise because of the pop culture stuff. Usually when somebody's trying to, like, think through something and, like, they're puzzled, that's the noise that a lot of, like, videos or TV shows will put on the background.
So it's,
I know,
just
from
a
that.
Joke. But yes. That's the sign-on to America Online. You would also get this if you were going to fax anyone. Now, faxing in this country was a big thing. Mm-hmm. Again, I say 10 years, probably 15, 18 years. That what is quote-unquote music, it's music to our ears, you couldn't wait to hear that so you could get on, and it would say, and it would connect, and then it would say, you've got mail for the AOL. Well, yesterday, the news came out, this is why what I wanted to discuss yesterday, and so this, we're combining these two things here since Nathan can't tell what a 1980s phone icon looks like. But yesterday, AOL announced that they are doing away with their dial-up service. What you just heard, play it again. AOL is doing away with this dial-up service that you got in the early 90s and that you used for a decade. Now, the breaking news here is who the hell even knew that this dial-up service still worked in 2025? Because apparently, this is still a thing. There are still people in this world dialing up to AOL to get online. So the company announced yesterday they're doing away with that. And while it was kind of comical that they're doing, all the reaction I saw was, who in their right mind is still connecting to the internet that way?
Yeah, I don't know who's in 2020. Hopefully a caller doesn't call in and say they are. I have a fear that someone's going to call in and say I still.
Clarkster, Dan, Nebraska man. That's our geezer triumvirate there. I mean, they're all the old guys. Any of you or any of your friends, maybe Nebraska man's got like an older brother or uncle that signs in with AOL. But it's so funny because, again, Nathan, you have grown up. You just click on Safari on your phone, and boom, you're on the internet. Mm-hmm. And you can load every page in literally a second or less. No, man.
You heard that?
It started off 14.4 modem, 14.4 kilobytes per second. Then what happened? Do you know? Do you have any idea what I'm talking about here?
No, I don't.
Then the modem doubled. The modem speed doubled to 28.8 kilobytes per second. It's a big thing. Oh, my God. Then it doubled again to 56 kilobytes per second. And you could load a full web page in less than a minute.
That's crazy. If I can't load a full website in under 5 seconds, I get frustrated. I want to throw my phone across the room.
Oh, my God. See, your parents, I'm thinking, like, because your parents are in their mid-40s. So this is 30. Your parents would have used this. They would know what we're talking about here.
I would imagine. I'd imagine that was. I don't know what the cutoff would have been. Early 2000s, maybe.
Nathan does not know this, but the primary email address. Maybe you do. The primary email address that I use. What does that say in the top left-hand corner?
AOL.
AOL. I still use to this day my primary email address. Is an AOL address because you can still get it very easily on your phone. You can set it up. New iPhones, you can still set up. I also have a Gmail account as well.
About to say, we got to keep up with the times, Corey. You got to have the Gmail now.
But the thing about it is, and I haven't used dial-up AOL at least 20, 25 years probably, but AOL email, I've had it for 30 years. And so that, and I've moved around the country. People know what it is. So I was, what point of getting you rid of AOL email when people know how to reach me that way? Because it's still, it still works until whoever the hell, I think Yahoo owns the AOL, if Yahoo's even still in business themselves.
I think they are. I think they're still kicking.
But they, as long as I can get my email, but here's the embarrassing thing. You're 20. This is a real thing. Do you know when you apply for a job, like, you're going to get judged on a thousand things. Are you aware of this? Do you know that how people apply for jobs?
I mean, yes, I know how people apply for jobs.
Resumes, cover letters, how you speak in the thing, what you tell them, the reason that you're leaving your other job for. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many things you can get judged on. And this, Nathan, this is a real thing that if you roll in there with an AOL email address, you're gonna get laughed at, and you're probably not going to get any kind of progressive job that is in the modern world.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Because a lot of these Boston companies probably maybe didn't even know what AOL, they weren't even around during AOL.
So but. I embarrassingly admit that I still have an AOL email, and I don't care because I'm 50 and I'm on the other side. I'm not applying for jobs with young whippersnappers like yourself. But if I were to be applying for a job and I saw you in the room applying for the same job, I would change my resume to where my AOL would say Gmail.
I was asking,
or my email resume would say Gmail.
Somebody was asking the other day how I got on this program, like how I went about it and stuff. It is crazy the fact
that. I don't even remember. How the heck you do
this?
I
literally messaged you on your personal Facebook account, and I said, hey, I'm a 19-year-old kid from.
Is that right?
Yeah. And it took like 2 weeks for a response, and eventually something got around, and you're like, hey, you know.
It took me 2 weeks to respond to you?
I mean, I'd have to look in the archives.
Did you send me this like during a season,
Or this was in March, I believe.
It probably was March.
It wasn't during football season.
This is a whole other show. I definitely don't want to sabotage Nathan's ideas because he's hosting the show today.
I don't have any good ideas.
He's hosting the show today. We've got a lot of good stuff to talk about from a sports standpoint. Well, by the way, we also have our Steelers Black and Gold Breakdown show at 5 o'clock today. So we got 2 great hours of talk. I was going to say sports talk, but we haven't talked any sports yet. But I take a lot of pride in getting back to people pretty quickly. But sometimes this does happen both to AOL and Gmail. I'll have emails that'll go into my spam, and I don't necessarily.
It probably would have went into the spam, I would imagine. But
you sent it on Facebook, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to pull it up. February 16th, whenever I believe you first responded. So I'm trying to pull up because just getting the loading application because I can't get any service in here.
It is a huge pet peeve of mine, an enormous pet peeve of mine when I reach out to somebody and they don't respond. That to me is one of... Now, look, everybody is in a different layer in life. If somebody responds to you with something serious, you should expect a response. If you're reaching out to somebody with nonsense, don't expect a response. And I do... This is going to sound kind of cocky, and I don't mean to be, but in the position I'm in, I get asked a lot of questions that I answer all the time. You know, hey, what do you think, James Franklin? Just really, I don't have time to respond for an hour and a half to somebody and type it out what I think about James Franklin because it takes me an hour and a half to talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's over a full show.
Exactly. It's over 10 shows.
Yeah, 3 days, by the way. It took you 3 days.
Oh, so. That's pretty good.
That was better than I thought.
That's pretty good.
That was better than I thought.
2 weeks. You're throwing me under the bus.
Especially for some kid that had no business probably even reaching out to
you. Made me feel bad. Why would it have taken me? Because typically, if we're at the start of a season or I'm on vacation. Now, wait a second. What day did you send it?
This would have been February 13th. So you may be on vacation.
Well, I was in Florida last year. I probably responded to you because we were in Orlando.
Oh, okay.
See?
Okay, well, then it makes a little more sense.
Dedicated I am?
That's dedication right there.
We were in Orlando because I remember last year we went to Orlando during Valentine's Day week because we were in Orlando during Valentine's Day week right before COVID hit in 2020, and it was just crazy. So So if I responded to you during Valentine's week, know that I responded to you on vacation during my own sweet time. See?
That's the dedication of Corey
Geiger.
Making
me feel bad about responding to people.
But like I was saying, it's just bizarre that literally I sent a text, and then here I am still a year and a half later pretty much, and we're still...
What do you use for email? Not AOL, I'm sure. Gmail?
Gmail.
I do like Gmail for any kind of larger file or anything, but if there's any of you old geezers out there that still use AOL dial-up, just know it is going away. I know it's a shock to everybody that it was still around here in 2025, but it's now going away.
All right, final question for you as we're 15 minutes in. We haven't talked anything about sports.
You know this is how I like to do it.
This is how
if we can get to the 20 mark without necessarily getting into sports, that's a pretty good day.
All right, 946-0435 are the phone lines are open. Again, 946-0435. Give us a call on anything, AOL, sports, whatever. But the final question I have for you, because this is always a big debate because this is changing now. How do you make the phone sync? Symbol with your hands, you know what I mean?
There's one generation
that goes like that and picks it up, like
right.
Your generation, and I still do it.
How else would people do it?
Kids nowadays go like this.
What are you doing? Oh, just they're holding their hand. Seriously,
like a
really
cell phone. Yes, it is insane.
Now, our audience can't picture, but just picture holding your full hand. Yeah. Up to your ear.
Like you're going for a high five,
uh-huh.
And then you just go into your ear.
No,
You put the thumb and pinky
I do the thumb and pinky. That's phone. So people are really?
That's the new generation nowadays.
I want to say they're idiots, but it does make sense. What also makes some sense is, you know, you're in a generation where think about this. Maybe 20 is a little. Okay, let's just say somebody that's 10 to 15 years old. Should they be able to recognize the icon of what a phone that old phone set looked like.
That old phone?
A 10-year-old will have never seen that in their life. Because, look, some of you may still have landlines. We got rid of our landline 10 years ago. My wife didn't want to do it. Oh, my gosh. It's just a gigantic waste of money. There's no reason to have a landline anymore. But should a 10, 12, 14-year-old recognize a photo of a phone?
I would think because of pop culture,
right,
they should have seen something with that. So I would say yes, but again, you'd be stunned. Like, would your kids know that?
I'm thinking about that as we speak, and my kids are 12, and my daughter is my daughter especially is brilliant. My daughter is unbelievably brilliant in a lot of things. She would know right away. My son just kind of goes with the flow. He's a fun, happy. Not that he's not smart, but he's just a fun. There is a chance that my son might not recognize a photo of a phone. Although, you know, he plays lots of video games. And I think video games still incorporate things like that, images like that.
Yeah, like I said, pop culture still kind of throws back in your face. They show it. But the only reason, I mean, not the only reason, but the main thing I can always picture is because my grandparents had one of my aunt or uncle's bedrooms, there was a phone just like that always in the corner. We'd always go up there and we'd just look at it and stare at it like it was a novelty. So that's probably the only experience I've actually seen one in person. Maybe my great-grandmother had one at her house when she was still alive, but I can't remember for sure. I cannot remember for sure, but we do have Jerry on the phone lines. Jerry, do I got you?
Oh, Jerry, this is a subject for Jerry right here, man.
What? What's a subject for Jerry?
You're one of the old-timers. Do you still use AOL dial-up or anything, Jerry?
No. No, I use signals.
All right, there you go.
Yeah. I had a question. Speaking of what kids don't know nowadays, I have grandkids, and I have an old 1995 truck, and they didn't know how to put down the window, crank window.
Oh, wow, yeah. I can see that. Absolutely, yeah. I can see that.
When did the automated windows really kick in? Because my dad's old truck used to have a crank window.
You had them in the 90s. I don't know if you had. Did they have automated in the 80s? I doubt it. Probably in the 90s is when that started.
Yeah. But anyway, I had a question for you. Or you might have talked about this already. I don't know. But, you know, I'm a Baltimore Orioles fan, and they had a huge sell-off of their team, just like the Pirates always do. I think the Orioles got rid of 8 or 9 players.
Right, yep.
And they ended up getting a bunch of single A, a couple of double A, but nothing like hot prospects. So I think they traded 8 or 9 players and they got 15 back.
Total salary dump.
I don't know what it was, to be honest. I mean, you know, they won 91 games last year. So they
I
think we lost Jerry.
Yeah, and what he's getting, and look, I didn't look at the return. I didn't look at the return on the trade that they got. I looked at the return that the Pirates got, and the Pirates got marginal player, but the Pirates didn't deal 9 players either. The Pirates got a couple good players back. But we went through this with the Pirates 5-6 years ago with Ben Cherington and dumping players like that. And the Pirates have had to do this for a long time. So I don't know exactly what the Orioles got, but I do know this. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, sorry about that. The question I have, it's not just about the Orioles. I'm not worried. I mean, when I say I'm not worried about them, it's not like I have anything to do with it. But did this really pay off for the teams to do these fire sales? I mean, or is it just an excuse for the teams like the Orioles and the Pirates, who always seem like they're worried about what they're spending a lot more than the other teams, just to get rid of the players? I mean, because the Orioles won 91 games last year, so they're not having a great year this year, and so they start dumping players.
It is worth it if you can scout that. Like, the Tampa Bay Rays do it excellent, where they know when to get rid of
the
guy.
They're the best.
The
Pirates are the worst. So the answer to your question is, how good are your people at evaluating the players in other organizations, and then how good is your GM at getting the right pieces for these trades? Again, I don't know the Orioles. I don't know their personnel. I don't know who's making the decisions. Ben Cherington, I wouldn't trust him at all. I wouldn't trust Ben Cherington. Because we've joked, Jerry, Three months ago, we were talking, well, should they, should they trade Paul Skeens? And one of the reasons why you wouldn't do it is because I wouldn't trust Ben Cherington to be able to get anywhere near the kind of return for Paul Skeens that, it would take to have, quite frankly, Paul Skeens. Look, it is not out of the realm of possibility to say right now today that Paul Skeens might be the greatest pitcher of all time. He started nearly 50 games in his career. His ERA is 1.89. That's the best of any pitcher in that time span to start. It's not unreasonable to say that so far Paul Skeens is the greatest pitcher of all time. So if you're and I what I said was if you're going to trade the guy, you got to get five players back who are going to go right into your major league lineup right now, or at least four. Get two position players, two pitchers that you so you go right into your not double A guys, not single A guys, not guys who might pan out or who might not, but guys that have proven themselves already. And no, I wouldn't trust Ben Cherington to do that in any way.
Yeah, well, the Orioles ended up getting a bunch of single A and double A, a couple double A players.
And dangerous.
You know, yeah, I mean, I don't know. When I see this kind of thing happening time and time again with the teams that just might just have be having a down year, it's like they're constantly rebuilding. And I don't know.
Well, this is the biggest thing you got to look at is they trade away Cedric Mullins, who was a center fielder, who is a really good center fielder. I don't know what his contract situation was. I don't know if he was on an expiring contract
right.
or not.
See, that's a big part of this. You got to know what the deals are and how much money. And it's hard to the Orioles knew. So again,
but in their farm system, they got a center fielder come out. I believe it's Enrique Bradfield Jr. He is a promising young center field prospect where they think, hey, listen, we're going to get – because there was a lot of teams hurting for center fielders this year. Cedric Mullins is one of the big guys in the market. A lot of teams are pointing at saying that's a losing team right now. They might be willing to sell off, and they might have got a better package than they would in years down the line, especially if Mullins does regress or if Enrique Bradfield – because that's they're hoping Enrique Bradfield Jr. – again, I think that's who it is. They're hoping he ends up being a better player than Cedric Mullins, which Cedric Mullins is a solid player, but he is not – outside of 2021, I believe, he has not been a crazy top 50 player – in baseball. So you know what I'm kind of saying?
Look, I covered the minor leagues for 25 years. The number of players that came through Altoona that we thought were going to be something that didn't turn out to be anything is staggering, including Henry Davis, who's one of the biggest busts in all of draft history. So my feeling is if you're always banking on single A and double A guys to pan out, then unless you're the Tampa Bay Rays, who are tremendous at it, then you're probably not going to have a job for very long.
Oh, I agree. And I guarantee you, they didn't have nine players as they needed to dump their salaries. So,
yeah, probably
anyway,
not.
Anyway, I just wanted to see what you guys thought.
Thanks, buddy. Good call.
Appreciate
you, Jerry. Good question.
Appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break.
By the way, my son, I texted him a photo of a telephone, and I said, "What is this a picture of?" And he said, "A telephone from back when you were a kid." So my 12-year-old knows what a phone looks
there
like.
There you go. So Corey's kid
I'm happy about it.
Corey's a good parent. That's what we've learned.
That's right. My kid
Life's
knows
great
that.
Moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, P.A. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
It's back to school time. Get your vehicle ready to get them there. T&L Moore Enterprises. Owners of Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales can help with their back-to-school oil change special. Get lube, oil and filter service, inspection of all belts and hoses, tire air pressure set, tire rotation, brake inspection and battery inspection, plus a multi-point vehicle inspection, all for only $59.99. Or get a complete digital vehicle inspection and a comprehensive service plan. Now, just $59.99. See Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue, Altoona, or Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard in Claysburg.
T&L Moore Enterprises.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Find out more today at High Street Gingrich Insurance Agency, Altoona.
A quick trip from wherever you are in Central PA gets you the finest from Kubota and the very best from the McCoy family. A trusted name for homeowners, contractors, and the agricultural community right here in Central PA for over 40 years. Kubota offers the models, attachments, and implements you need, and you'll find them all at McCoy's Lawn and Garden in Roaring Spring. Excellent selection, combined with the full service and support of a longtime dealer like McCoy's Lawn and Garden. Whether it's mowing, tackling that big project on your property, managing a construction site, or running your farm, McCoy's Lawn and Garden has the full line of Kubota equipment. Kubota tractors, mowers, utility vehicles, and more. And always with free setup and free delivery. The weather has finally turned, and it's time to head back outdoors. Follow the Kubota Orange Glow and meet the McCoy family at McCoy's Lawn and Garden, Route 36, Roaring Spring. Online at McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com. McCoy's Lawn and Garden. Kubota. Family. Community. Hank FM.
All right, welcome back to Sports Central here. Nathan Ferlina and Corey Geiger. We just got pretty much a half an hour segment on AOL and phones. So that's a good start to our day, I'd say. That's a pretty good start. We do have the Clarkster calling in. We got the Clarkster, if I can do this correctly. I believe I did. Clarkster, you online?
Yes. You want to talk about companies going away, potentially, and also another instrument that kids don't really relate to, and that is Kodak.
Yeah.
130-year-old company.
Yep.
And cameras.
Hey, time out. What is Kodak, Nathan?
I was looking it up. I actually don't know what Kodak is. This one got
it.
Me. This one
it.
Got me.
I knew it, Clarkster. Kodak was around for like 120 years.
Film.
Everyone yep. used Kodak. Everyone. And then probably, 10, 15 years ago? Nobody. Once the cell phones came out, nobody used
it. I will say I've heard of it. I just didn't know what it was. I've heard the name used before.
And that's when you had to load film into a camera. You remember that? You used to get the film and put it in.
You're blowing young Nathan's
No,
mind
I know that.
Here.
I know that. I know
you
that.
You know about then film they, and cameras?
Yes, I
do. You know about actually having to wait an hour or two to actually see a photo?
Yeah, I had tons of classes on this and film and stuff like this, and they used to like have to cut like the film in order to like get rid of something. So I do know about this. I do know about this.
Yeah. Oh, you brought up about the pirates and about trading. What have they traded of any value that anybody's getting use of? Is there any ex-pirates out there?
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Oh, Clarkster.
Tyler Glasnow.
Garrett Cole.
Well,
I mean, they traded Andrew McCutchen away. Now he's back, obviously.
He's back.
Josh Bell. They've traded
Joe Musgrove.
Joe Musgrove.
The latest trade.
Oh, you mean this round?
Probably Key Brian Hayes.
Well,
they
traded their closer, David Bednar, to...
Yankees.
Is he a bust over there?
Yeah, he's not doing anything.
Is he? I don't know.
The Yankees aren't doing anything, so it might just be
the
Yankees.
And the Hayes guy, he still can't hit. You know.
Hang on. What I'm seeing is David Bednar is doing pretty damn good for the Yankees.
No, I don't think so. I think
he's given up one run. The game log here has go back to like 10 outings through July. He's given up one run. Three runs in his last 10 outings, and his ERA is 2.50. That's
hey,
not too bad.
Hey, Dan Bednar would give up three runs in one outing at the beginning of the year for the Pirates.
He's got a 2.57 ERA for the anyway. But your point is, who are the Pirates? The Pirates. If you look, you can form a World Series roster out of guys the Pirates have traded away in the last 25 years.
Yeah, but they don't make the right choices in
no.
a lot of cases.
No, they don't get the right people back
the
in
better
return.
The better argument would be, exactly, who do they get in turn? I mean, Brian Reynolds and then O'Neill. I think they traded for O'Neill Cruz. That was with the Dodgers.
I'm going to do this again. This is my standard answer, Clarkster. So Nathan's probably heard this maybe once, but I don't know. This is the standard answer because, unfortunately, I'm the world's foremost expert on this particular subject because I covered the Curve for 25 years. Why did the Curve win all the time? Why did the Pirates win in the minor leagues all the time? And then these guys sucked in the big leagues. Here's the answer. This is the simple, God's honest answer of what I learned over 25 years. In Double A, all these 22 to 25-year-old players, you know who they're competing against, Nathan? If for against Erie and Bowie and Akron, you know who they're competing against?
Probably 20, 21-year-olds.
Other 22 to 25-year-old players of similar ilk. When they get to the big leagues, they're supposed to be the star right away. But when you get to the Yankees or the Red Sox or any legitimate major league team, you bat seventh, and you're supposed to be a contributor. And so the amount of pressure on a Pirates minor leaguer when he gets to the big leagues is five times greater than because other teams, they've already got the answers. They've already got the key pieces in place, and you're a complimentary piece. Yeah. But minor leaguers, star minor leaguers for the Pirates, when they get to Pittsburgh, they're supposed to be the star. They're supposed to carry a gigantic piece of the burden because they're so cheap and they've never had the right pieces around. That's basically the difference between the Pirates and most other teams. But I will say this. I got to look up the population here for Milwaukee because I had this in my sports report last night. Milwaukee's population is 577,000 people. Which is more than Pittsburgh a little bit. But do you know who has the best record in all of Major League Baseball? There are 30 games over 500.
Yeah, Milwaukee.
The Milwaukee Brewers. So this notion that you can't do it without a big population, a big market, and all, it is so completely made up by the Pittsburgh Pirates because they are cheap bastards and no one in their right mind should ever root for the Pittsburgh Pirates a single minute for the rest of your life while Bob Nutting owns the team.
Well, it'll be interesting to see the way the Brewers are playing right now, what Skeens does tonight. Isn't he pitching tonight?
Yep.
Yep. So we need help. You know, the Phillies are five games behind the Brewers when it comes to the overall record. So we're hoping for Skeens to have a good outcome tonight.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate
it. I do think the Phillies are a significantly better team than the Brewers. I think when it comes postseason time, I think the Phillies probably got – like, the Brewers are a solid team, but I still think the small market teams – I mean, when it's a best-of-seven series against –
Yeah, when really, you get into a series,
the Dodgers,
what's your exactly the Dodgers are a huge disappointment in terms of. But I said something earlier, and I kind of got a sense because I'm sitting in Nathan's seat today, and Nathan is sitting in my seat today. So maybe we're reversing roles here with the nonsensical things that we say. But Nathan often brings up these things like, oh, this is great. Chiefs dynasty is the greatest dynasty ever. It's very much a proximity to your age and your experience level. And I look at you like you're from another planet and say, yeah, come on, give me a break. I said something a few minutes ago, which sounds like the kind of thing you might say. But I've got the stats to back it up. Paul Skeens' career ERA is 1.89. I can make the case right now that Paul Skeens has a chance to be the best pitcher of all time if he stays healthy. And you kind of scoffed at that a little bit. But as of this stage in his career, he is off to the greatest start of any pitcher ever. And it's not even remotely close, really, in terms of strikeouts, ERA, all those types of things. The Pirates will find a way to screw this. First of all, he will not stay healthy. And I knock on wood. I hate to say that. But all these guys get hurt. When you throw that... when you throw as much as he does and throw as hard as he does, he's gonna have an issue at some point, and we'll see what Paul Skeens 2.0 looks like anywhere from 2 to 5 years. But when I say to you that Paul Skeens might be the greatest young pitcher of all time, what say you?
The greatest young pitcher of all time, yes. I think it's a stretch to say that he will go down as the greatest.
I didn't say
pitcher.
That
you
he will.
You didn't. You say he's off to the best start.
I said he's off to the best start of any pitcher in the history of the game.
I'm not denying
and,
that.
And the Pirates are going to mess this up.
I would have to look at stats, but I would think.
And he's got a losing record this year.
How many games? Four?
He's seven and eight.
7-8.
Yep.
Man, that's the Pittsburgh Pirates in a nutshell. We got Dan on the phone lines. Dan, how are we doing?
Hi, Nate. Corey. Now, my conventional way of just picking up the phone and landline and everything, you say it's going away.
You still use the landline, Dan?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Dan, do you have a cell phone?
I do not have a cell phone.
Okay.
That's
all
why.
Right.
That's why.
Okay. That's in your case specifically, that makes sense.
If you don't have a cell phone, you still need a landline.
But if you have a cell phone, you are doing nothing but throwing money away on a landline. It is completely and totally useless to have a landline. Now, when I canceled our landline, Nathan, we were getting charged like $21, $24 a month, okay? Not a tremendous amount of money, but it was $21 to $24 a month that we never used for any reason whatsoever.
It's $300 a year.
Dan, do you mind if I ask you what basic landline phone service costs today? Would I be safe in assuming it's give or take $40 a month or more?
It's in a package, and you have to divide it. It's with BreezeLine, and I have three different things in the package,
mm-hmm.
in the phone. Yeah, it may be a little more than that.
You have the phone, the internet, and the TV, I would take it?
Yeah. I'd say if you broke it down, I think the phone is closer to 60, 65 maybe.
See, in your situation, if you are the rare bird out there that does not have a cell phone, okay, that does make sense. But if you have a cell phone and you still have a landline, you are literally just... But because my wife, Nathan, like, what about 911? What about if there's an emergency? I mean, this is what we dealt with because my wife doesn't like to make change at all. My wife is the person that if you try to make a change, her immediate answer is no. Like, do everything. Mm-hmm. Do every single thing. Can I do this? No. Can we do this? No. And then after, like, there's like a... It's like a reverse buyer's remorse that kicks in after about... A few days or a week or two where she realizes, oh my gosh, this was a great decision.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
I'm trying to look at the plans for now. Now I'm interested to see how much a landline costs nowadays. I'm looking at BreezeLine because that's probably
they probably package it and everything.
Yeah, but it's probably upwards of $50 at least.
It might have been $29 actually. Here's what AI says, and it says they find basic plans starting around 20, 30 months. More feature rich plans are 40 to 60 if we're gonna trust the AI.
Yeah, well, that sounds about right. That feels like
if it's still 20 to 30, I'm surprised because it was 20 to 30 10 years ago when I got rid of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
How about we talk some NFL? Because I know you really wanted to talk NFL.
We'll do a little bit. Oh, Dan, we got Dan still. Dan, what's up?
Now, am I still there?
Yep, you're still here. Still Dan.
Okay, now, can you, if you have a laptop or something, can you push a button and connect with YouTube?
YouTube?
Through your home internet, you can. You have to connect.
You have to be connect to an internet service.
Yeah, your house has to have a Wi-Fi service.
Okay, so in other words, it would be a certain connection and just another expense.
It would, and it again, it, like the same as AOL 25 years ago, you'd get beep. Now it just connects in silence, and it happens in about half a second.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, fellas.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, appreciate it, Dan. All right, so we're going to talk some sports now in a few minutes here. So make sure you guys are staying tuned. We're going to talk a little NFL preseason. NFL preseason, that'll lead you guys into Black and Gold Breakdown.
Oh, did you say you have a game to play at some point?
We do. We can do a game where we can talk NFL preseason. Want to do a game?
You got a game. The game is NFL preseason?
It's not NFL preseason. It's Penn State.
Oh.
Penn State game.
So I keep wanting to mention that we got our Black and Gold Breakdown show coming up. If you're in charge, you pick whatever. Whatever you think makes for the best radio.
When we come back, we're going to hit Nebraska fans on the phone lines, and then we'll get to the game. So don't worry. Make sure you guys are sticking around for Sports Central.
I'm Kerry Murphy with your NASCAR Xfinity Series race recap from Watkins Glen International. Connor Zilich led 60 laps on the day, going back-to-back at the Glen, and picks up his sixth win of the season. A scary moment after the race, when he was about to celebrate in victory lane, his leg got stuck on the inside of the window, causing Connor to fall on the ground hard. He did not get up immediately after the fall and was helped by medical personnel after the incident. He was transported to a local hospital. Later, Connor posted online, quote, "Thank you everybody for reaching out today. I am out of the hospital and getting better already. Thankfully, CT scans for my head are clear. I just have a broken collarbone. Thankful for all the medics for the quick attention and grateful it wasn't any worse." He was at the track on Sunday talking to the media. He seemed okay. We'll update you later in the week. The Xfinity Series does have the weekend off coming up. He does have 6 wins and is 7 points ahead of Justin Allgaier in the standings. If he does miss a race or two, he could request a medical waiver from NASCAR and still compete in the playoffs. Back to the race now. Sam Mayer was second, followed by Sammy Smith, Austin Hill, and Carson Quapel rounds out the top 5. Up next for the NASCAR Xfinity Series is Daytona International Speedway. That goes down Friday, August 22nd at 7 p.m. Eastern on CW. You're on the final lap.
Progressive's Teen Driver Discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's Teen Driver Discount, and then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
HFM.
As always, I want to thank our presenting sponsor, J.M. Boswell's Pipes and Cigars, the best cigars and tobacco product on the market. Check them out. This is Backcore. I just forgot the 6481. Yeah, 6481.
See, when you sit in the big person's chair over there, many things running through your brain.
I was thinking the phone line, 946. Yeah, uh-huh. 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA, open select hours during the week, and always open online at J.M. Boswell's Pipes and Cigars.
You know what? You are doing a good job. This is about, what, the 5th time that you've hosted on your own? You've done a couple of partial shows, right?
Yeah, probably about the 5th time.
It's hard. Look, I don't.
It's hard solo. When you're bouncing it off someone, it's not too
right,
bad.
Right, right.
Solo,
true.
It's tough.
But to make sure you're handling all the ins and outs with the commercials and all this stuff, this is, it's not rocket science, but you're trying to have a seamless. Mm-hmm. I listen to a lot of people that do broadcasts, Nathan. They're not seamless. They're just, hey, okay, welcome back. What are we talking about now? If you want it to be seamless and sound like, whether we sound professional or not is anybody's opinion. I think we do a damn pretty professional job, but it is more challenging than people think when you sit down and all of a sudden you've got the microphone in front of you.
It's a lot more tough, and I think I'm okay at transitions. I think I could transition in and out okay, and like ad reads and stuff like that. Now, the talking thing, I can ramble on about something that people do not care about because I have too much in my brain that I need to spew out. So that's my only hiccup. But we do got Nebraska man who is talking a little Penn State. He wants to talk a little Penn State. Nebraska man, what's up?
Well, first of all, before we get that, what was your phone question you guys had at the beginning of the show?
The thing was that they announced yesterday, Nebraska man, that AOL dial-up service is going away. Now, it's stunning that there's actually still AOL dial-up service in 2025. Nobody even knew that. So I said, maybe some of our real old-timers like Nebraska man or Dan or Clarkster perhaps still use AOL dial-up service for their internet. Does that mean you? Does that count you or no?
Well, Corey, I don't know, but I have a phone service here where I live at, and the reason why is in order for you to get in the building, you have to call from outside up here to my apartment, and I got to push a number on my phone to let you in the building.
And that doesn't need to be like just a local internal like thing. That actually has to be a real landline through BreezeLine or something.
Okay, all right.
Oh, okay. Does it? I don't know. So you actually have to still have a landline for that?
I don't think so. I'll have to call and check. But I mean, I do have to have a phone in my apartment. And I also have cell phones. But I also have to have phone in my apartment so people can get in my building when they want to come.
I'm just trying to save you money. You should check with your building if you actually need a landline or if that phone thing can still... I know what you're talking about, you know, ringing people into the building. Maybe that can still work even if you don't actually have a landline phone
service.
I would imagine
that's an internal thing.
That should sound internal,
that
right?
That sounded to me like it should be internal, but I don't know for sure.
I want to save you money. I want to do what I can to save all of you folks money.
Shout out Corey Dave Ramsey.
Hey, the bill's $29.77 a month, in case you want to know.
Okay, that's about right.
That is not as crazy. I thought it was going to be a lot higher, to be honest.
Check on it, Nebraska man. And if you can get away from that, you'll save $30.
Hey, my question, I don't know if you watched SportsCenter today with Paul Baumbaum on and that lady.
Heather Dinich.
Since 1940, there's only been one other three teams conference that have won back-to-back-to-back national championships 3 years in a row. And if Ohio State does it this year, it will be the first time since 1940.
What was the other conference? Would it have been like the Big Eight with Oklahoma and Nebraska?
It was back in 1940, Corey. So they didn't give the conference. They just said it was a conference that the conference and three teams won the national championship 3 years in a row.
The SEC didn't do that over the last 15 years?
Have they had to be different winners? Is that what?
It probably has to be different winners, yeah.
Yeah, different schools, because the SEC...
Because LSU and Alabama might have won like three consecutive at one point.
Right, right.
So,
three consecutive champions... From being three different teams, that would make sense.
Well, no, you got to remember, Michigan won it in 23, Ohio State won it in 24, and if Ohio State wins it again this year in 25, they'll be back to back.
So you're saying it can be the same team.
So it can be the same team. I'm shocked that hasn't happened.
I'm stunned that has not happened with the SEC over the last 20. Here we go. Here's the last champions. Ohio State, Michigan. This happened 3 years ago with Georgia, Alabama. There must be something within the stat.
It must be three different winners. That's probably what
it had to be three different winners, Nebraska. Because in 2022, it was Georgia, Alabama, LSU. So there's four in a row just then. And then Alabama, Auburn, Alabama. Oh, my God. Yeah, so from 2006, you've got Florida, LSU, Florida, Alabama, Auburn, Alabama, Alabama. That's like seven
straight. Yeah. Seven straight SEC.
So it must be three different teams maybe.
Okay. Hey, finally here, I've been doing some searching here. I tell you what, you know, Oregon and Ohio State and Penn State, they better be aware of Indiana and Illinois this year. They bring a very great resume to the Big Ten this year. They both could be very good sleepers, be spoil makers in the Big Ten. So,
well, I've been telling Corey, Indiana, I don't think was a flash in the pan last year. I think Indiana's here to stay. They got a good roster. They got
they're
a nice
not.
Quarterback transferring in.
They're not.
He says they're not. Illinois, though, I think Illinois is for real this year. I do. I think Illinois is – they're not a sleeper because everybody's talking about them, but they're that team that isn't a perennial contender that will contend this year.
Thank you, Nebraska, man. Appreciate it. The Indiana thing is really just kind of remember last month I told you like I can't necessarily back up what I'm saying with the Pirates. It's just that they're the Pirates.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna buy into the, I'm not gonna buy into Indiana. I'm not. I'm gonna. They had one good year. Their schedule was unbelievably easy last year. They're still Indiana. They're still gonna have to play a Big Ten schedule, and so. Could they have a second good year in a row? Maybe, but over any 5 to 7 year period, you can't get me to buy Indiana. I don't care how good of a coach he might be, the greatest coach in the world. You know what's going to happen?
He's going to get plucked.
Probably. He's going to leave.
That's what I was about to say. Do you think if Kurt Cignetti is this great coach and he sticks to Indiana because he is low? I mean, he's in his 60s already, so maybe he's like, hey, this is the final destination. I rebuild this program, and this is my last hurrah for the next 5 years. Do you think they can stick around? Because, listen, this year, it all comes down to the transfer quarterback.
You bring up
the one thing that you mentioned
there that makes the most sense is that he's 64.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's possible, and I'm just speaking in complete generalities here, that maybe you found a guy that is his last stop. If he's 54, if he's 60 or below, and you win at Indiana, you're going to – and he's making $8 million, though, so they made a commitment there to him.
Yeah.
But you're going to want to go somewhere else.
How old was – probably saved him his mid-50s whenever he left LSU to go to Bama.
He's
probably early 70s.
That's about right, yeah.
So that makes sense. But like I said, he's – I mean, I don't know his exact age. I think it's like 62, 63.
64.
64?
Yep.
So, I mean –
so that makes more sense that he would – but again, this is just my lifetime of knowing Indiana football. And so their schedule is Illinois, Iowa, Oregon, Michigan State, UCLA, Maryland, Penn State, Wisconsin, Purdue. They're going to lose at least 4 games.
Oh, I don't know about 4. Man.
They're going to lose to Penn State. They're going to lose to Wisconsin. They're going to lose to Oregon.
Oh, they're not.
And they're going to lose to either Illinois or Iowa, if not both.
Listen, I think Wisconsin's horrible this year. So
Wisconsin will never be horrible. So it's interesting.
Wisconsin didn't make a bowl game last year.
This is fascinating. So what we're talking about here is I will buy Wisconsin just because they're Wisconsin, and I will not buy Indiana just because they're Indiana, and you're going to come back with me, well, but their roster's good, or this, and they're still Indiana, and they're still Wisconsin. And Luke Fickell, I'll take Luke Fickell as a good coach any day of the week.
Luke Fickell's an excellent coach. I'm not discrediting. I'm just saying.
Whether Wisconsin is all that good this year. Again, I'm not talking about just this year one matchup. I'm talking about I'm not buying Indiana football ever.
10 years from now, I think Wisconsin are a better place than Indiana. But if we're talking about 5-year stretch, if Cignetti's the coach, I think Indiana's a brighter future than Wisconsin.
I will bet you something massive on this because there is no way that Indiana is going to have a better 5-year run than Wisconsin. I think that's as much gibberish as you can possibly. They are Indiana. You have to look at the history of Indiana football. Look at who they played last year. They caught lightning in a bottle. They got extremely lucky, you know, that they didn't have to play any of the major opponents. And I look at a team like that, and I think, well, they had one nice year, and then if they could settle into a 3 or 4 loss season, that's probably the goal for Indiana every single year.
A 3 or 4 loss season, yeah, probably, because I mean you're teetering a playoff team right there. So
I got to look at their schedule here from last year because it was god awful. So
life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell. Well, pipe.
Voted hometown favorite, ARC Federal Credit Union is proud to support our community with youth accounts, student loans, annual scholarships, and business loans tailored just for you. With over 200 five-star Google reviews and a commitment to local youth sports, ARC is the credit union that believes in you and your future. Visit arcfcu.org today, your hometown credit union, where community comes first.
It's a grand slam.
Everyone loves a grand slam, and now you can score one with Kepner's Grandview Meats. Stop in at Kepner's Grandview Meats from now until the end of the curve season and register for the Grandview Grand Slam contest. If your name is called out during WRTA mornings and a grand slam is hit, you win a $100 gift certificate from Kepner's Grandview Meats, the home of quality meats, hot and cold subs, and more. Stop in and register. No purchase necessary. Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hank FM!
Oh! Corey loves himself some Nelly. He's jamming over there.
We gotta have a nice little bet here on who's going to have the better 5-year record, Indiana or Wisconsin, because I'm taking you to the cleaners on that.
I think it's close. I think it's closer than you think. I would still lean toward Wisconsin. Well, 5 years, I don't know. 5 years, I don't, because I don't know if Luke Fickell's there in 5 years.
Why on earth would you ever, why would you ever back Indiana? They had one decent year.
It's because
they didn't beat a single ranked team, and you're going to take them over a Wisconsin program that has been a national power for most of my entire life.
Like I said, I just think Wisconsin is on the downward side of their great runs. That's the only reason. I think that team is in for some. Now, they could turn around this year. Maybe they do turn around. I think there's a real chance it's a 4-8, 5-7 year, and they go back-to-back years not getting to a bowl game.
I'm looking up to see who has the most wins ever. Wisconsin football ranks all time in victories. Because I would have to think they're in the top 20 to 25. Their record all time is 742-520. All right, 742-520. I don't have enough time because we're up against it, but I would bet you that ranks among the top 15 to 18 wins of all time in college football history.
Yeah, it's probably up there. So we'll get into more Big Ten talk here down the stretch. We've got only really 2 weeks till college football. So, you know, make sure you guys tune in Sports Central every day, 4 to 5. Black and Gold Breakdown on the other side. Everybody, have a great night.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona. Hank is WKMC, 1370 AM, 96.1 FM. Roaring Spring, Altoona, a service of Leitner Communications.
For my life from the long arm.